Faster than a speeding bullet. More powerful than a locomotive. Able to leap tall buildings at a single bound.
Look, up in the sky. It's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's Superman.
Kellogg's Pep. P-E-P-Pep. Kellogg's Pep, the Sunshine Cereal, presents...
The Adventures of Superman. After the successful rescue of his friends and the apprehension of the criminals, Clark Kent returns to the Daily Planet office to learn startling and upsetting news.
Hello there, gang. This is your pal, Dan McCullough. You know, when you're about to get going on your bowl of Kellogg's Pep, it's kind of fun to think how many others of the gang and thousands of homes are just about to dig into those crisp golden flakes of whole wheat, too. And you know, every morning when they take in that first mouthful of catchy, brisk Pep flavor, most likely they're thinking just what you do, that Pep is super, Pep's terrific. Why, chances are they're all excited, too, about those swell Pep prizes, and guessing which one of Pep's three kinds of prizes they're going to get in their next package. Say, how are you coming along with your own prize-collecting gang? Have you got all seven of those colored cardboard models of fighting planes? Might be one in your next package of Pep, you know. Or your next prize could be one of 24 new full-color bird pictures with a full description so that you'll be hep on these birds wherever you see them. Or it could be your next Pep prize will be one of 18 bright-colored comic buttons picturing a famous comic strip character. Believe me, a whole collection of 18 will make a real show on your beanie cap or your jacket. So step lively, gang. Step right up and ask Mom to get you Kellogg's Pep, the Sunshine Cereal. Then look for your prize inside the package.
Now, the adventures of Superman. Trapped on a burning yacht far at sea, Batman, Robin, and Dr. Grayson, Robin's newly discovered grandfather, leaped into the water just before the yacht sank. Struggling in the cold, dark ocean in the middle of the night, they practically gave up all hope until Superman, who had picked up the trail from Alfred, their wounded butler, streaked through the night skies and finally spotted two tiny struggling figures in the inky water. They turned out to be Batman and the unconscious Mr. Grayson. In an agony of grief, Batman told the Man of Steel.
A huge wave swept Robin away a few minutes ago. I haven't been able to find him. I'm afraid he's lost, Superman.
Uh-oh. You hang on to Grayson. I'll look for him. Up and away!
As we continue now, 10 minutes have passed. Supporting the unconscious Mr. Grayson, Batman treads water anxiously. Suddenly, there is a great rush of wind, and the blue-costumed Superman, his red cape streaming from his shoulders, looms out of the dark sky and drops into the choppy water beside Batman. In his arms is a small, limp figure.
I've got him, Batman.
Robin?
Yes, he's about 100 yards away.
Oh, thank heaven. Robin!
He's alive. He swallowed a lot of seawater, and he's suffering from exposure. Got to get him to a doctor in a hurry.
Right. That goes for poor old Mr. Grayson here.
All right. Wait a minute now. I'll take Mr. Grayson under my other arm.
All right.
That's it.
There we are.
Okay, you latch onto my belt, can you?
Right.
Good. Ready?
Let her rip.
Okay. We'll go back to the Coast Guard base where I left Alfred, the hospital there. Hang on now. Up! Up! And away!
Take it easy, Rob. Dick. I won't try to talk yet. You've had a tough time of it.
I'm okay, Bruce. Oh, hello, Mr. Kent.
Hello. How are you feeling, Dick?
Fine. Commander Skyler, the Coast Guard doctor, says I can get out of bed tomorrow.
Oh, swell.
But listen, how's my grandfather?
Pretty weak, but he's going to be all right.
Oh, gee, that's great. Only we hadn't lost poor Alfred.
Relax, Junior. We haven't lost Alfred.
What?
No, Alfred's going to be all right, too, thanks to Superman.
He is? But how? I don't get it. He was shot, and the Batboat was shot up under him.
Well, Superman picked him up in time, learned from him where we were, and, well, you know the rest.
Well, I'll be... Boy, oh, boy, is that wonderful. Oh, that Superman can play on my team anytime.
How do you like that, Clark?
Fine. I'll tell him that next time I see him, Dick.
But wait, I forgot. What about that skunk, Paul March, and the yacht captain, Skinner, who almost finished us? Did they get away?
They certainly did not.
But how?
Bruce told me, he told Superman about them, Dick. Marsh, Captain Skinner, and the crew of the yacht are now in the city calaboose.
Oh, you're kidding.
No, I'm not.
No, on the level, Dick. Superman went back and picked up the launch full of bad boys after he brought you here. Marsh is sure to get the chair for shooting Eric Larson. And Skinner and company will undoubtedly be guests of the state for a long time for sinking and setting fire to your grandfather's yacht.
Well, strike me pink. Superman wrapped up all the groceries and delivered them COD, huh?
He didn't overlook a thing.
Uh-oh, but I overlooked something, Bruce.
Oh, what's that, Clark?
I forgot I'm a newspaper reporter with a scoop story in my pocket. I gotta get back to the office, but fast. So long, you fellas. I'll be seeing you.
So long, Mr. Kent.
So long, Clark. And thanks more than I can ever say.
Oh, it was a pleasure, Bruce. See you again. That's that. Just in time for the noon edition, too. Copy, boy. Hey, Beanie, on the double, huh?
I'll take your copy, Mr. Kent.
Oh, okay. See that the... Why, Mary Hennig, I didn't know you were running copy.
Well, just today I was transferred from the file room
to... What are you doing here, Mary?
What?
Where Mr. Kent called me?
Well, gosh,
that's all right, Beanie. It doesn't really matter who texted.
Oh, yes, sure, it does. I'm head copy boy here, and I run your copy in Miss Lane's. Didn't I make that clear to you, Mary?
Sure, Beanie, I thought you were busy,
so
now,
look, kid. Wait a minute. Cut out the squabbling and get this copy to a rewrite man, but fast. It's a scoop yarn for page one of the noon edition.
Oh, heavens, there's much time left.
I know. That's why I'm trying
to get... Don't worry, Mr. Kent. We'll make it. Here, Mary. Rush this copy to a rewrite. On the double now.
Yes, sir.
Wow. How does it feel to boss a staff, Beanie?
Well, it's quite a responsibility.
Sure.
Running a department, I mean.
You think Mary will work out okay as a copy girl?
Well, yes, I do.
You do, huh?
But that's confidential, of course.
Oh, of course, sure. Wouldn't breathe a word of it. Mustn't let your assistants get too sure of themselves, eh?
Well, it isn't just that exactly, Mr. Kent.
No?
You see, Mary was,
Yes, I know she has a record for juvenile delinquency. But I think she's done a good job of rehabilitating herself. Don't you think so?
Oh, yeah, sure.
Then suppose we do everything we can to help her live down her mistakes by kind of forgetting about them, huh?
Oh, gee whiz, Mr. Kent, I'd never bring it up on
you. No, I know, Beanie. Sure. Say, by the way, is Mr. White in?
Uh-uh. He went zipping out of here just before you came in, running like a swarm of bees was after him.
That's so?
Yeah, Miss Lane, she was right on his heels, running so fast she couldn't even put her hat on.
That's odd. Must be a big story brewing. Jim Olsen around?
Uh-uh. He didn't even come in yet. I guess he's out on an assignment or something.
Yeah, probably. Well, I'm going down to the lobby cafe for some breakfast. Call me down there if you need me, huh?
Sure, you bet. Hey, Mary, what are you doing in Mr. Kent's office?
Well, I just sharpened Mr. Kent's pencils, and now I'm kind of tidying up his desk.
Oh, well, I'm glad to see you're on the job. It's that kind of attention to details that gets you places, you know.
Uh-huh. I know.
Hey, that's a swell-looking ring you got on. Can I see it, huh?
Sure, Beanie. Here.
Gee, Willikers. Hey, isn't that Superman on it?
Uh-huh. See what it says on the band? Look.
Superman Crusader. What's that mean?
Boy, it means that I've pledged myself to be a good citizen and to crusade for tolerance and... good sportsmanship and understanding.
Golly, that's neat. How do you get one of them?
Well, you...
Oh. Uh-oh. That's for Mr. Kent.
Shall I answer?
No, you better let me. Hello? Mr. Kent's office. Mr. Kent answers. This is Beanie.
What that stupid switchboard operator connect me with you for? I asked for Kent. I'll switch me back.
But this is Mr. Kent's phone, Mr. White.
Then get off the phone and put him on.
Well, he is there.
Why not? Where is he at this hour of the morning?
Oh, he went...
Never mind. Find him. Right away. You want to see him?
Yes, sir.
Find him and tell him to call me back at once, because Jim Olson's in serious trouble.
Jeepers, Jim? What kind of trouble?
That's none of your business. I'll do as you're told. Hurry.
Gee whiz, wait. What's the number where... Mr. White. Oh, gee whiz, he hung up.
Well, what's the matter, Beanie?
Jim Olson's in very bad trouble, and I got to get hold of Mr. Kent right away.
face reflecting great concern. Danny Martin turns abruptly away from Mary Hennig and dashes away to find Clark Kent. What has happened to Jim Olsen? We'll be back in a moment to find out, so stand by.
You know, people who know say it's a mighty tough job to handle your schoolwork all morning unless you've had a good solid sort of breakfast. And people who know what's good say that when Kellogg's Pep heads the breakfast menu, you're bound to want to eat hearty. Yes, sir, because when you dig into your bowl of Pep, those crisp, sunny flakes let loose a golden toasted flavor, a full whole wheat flavor, a keen, catchy flavor that's terrific. And does Kellogg's Pep score for prizes? Why, you get three different kinds of prizes, one or the other in each package. Either a bright-colored comic button picturing one of 18 famous comic strip characters to pin on your beanie cap or your jacket, or it'll be a colored cardboard model of a fighting plane, easy and fun to assemble. Just swap duplicates with the gang and collect all seven model planes in the series. Or your next prize may be a full-color bird picture. There are 24 in all, each with a full description on the reverse side, so that you'll really know a thing or two about birds. So start collecting all three kinds of these slick Pep prizes. Today, ask Mom to get you Kellogg's Pep, the Sunshine Cereal.
Responding to Editor Perry White's urgent order to have Kent call him back at once, Beanie Martin located the reporter. Together, they have raced back to Kent's office where we find them now.
Did the chief tell you what kind of trouble Jim's in, Beanie?
No, Mr. Kent. He just kept saying, find Kent right away and have him call me back in a hurry.
Okay, I'll try. Hey, wait a minute. Where am I to call him?
Gosh, I don't know.
Where is he?
Golly, don't you know?
Of course not. Didn't he tell you where he was calling from?
Uh-uh.
Oh, great. What a sweet pickle this is. Jim's apparently in some kind of a serious jam. The chief needs my help, and I don't know where to reach them.
Gee, I'm sorry, Mr. Kent. I should.
Oh, this is lovely. Clark Kent speaking.
Kent, now why in blazes didn't you call me back? Didn't that numbskull Beanie tell you?
Oh, boy, that's Mr. Whitehall.
Sure, he told me you called, Chief, but how could I call you back when you didn't have sense enough to tell him where you were?
Now, look here, Kent, you can't...
Okay, skip it for now. Where are you and what's happened to Jim?
I'm at police headquarters.
Police headquarters?
Yes, and Jim's been arrested.
Jim arrested? Are you kidding?
No, I'm not kidding. The boy's being held on a very serious charge.
What?
Federal offense. The way it looks now, Jim's sent for a 5-year stretch in the pen.
Great Scott! Hold everything, Chief. I'll be right down.
What can this mean? What can have happened to cause Jim's arrest on a federal charge carrying a 5-year jail sentence? This is the beginning of a new and exciting Superman adventure, gang, in which Superman is called on to exert all of his great strength and cleverness to save his friends from a serious threat. So don't miss any of it. Tune in again tomorrow, same time, same station.
And remember, for breakfast, it's Kellogg's Pep.
For excitement, the adventures of Superman.
Superman is a copyrighted feature appearing in Superman DC comic magazines and is brought to you Monday through Friday at this same time by Kellogg's Pep, the Sunshine Cereal.
On a shivery morning when your first idea is to beat it down to breakfast quick, gang, that's Crumbles weather. That's when you want a toasty kind of cereal with zip and go. That's when you think of toasty words like crisp, crunchy, crinkly. Crumbles, Kellogg's Crumbles, the only cereal in the whole wide world made in those little crinkly shreds of good whole wheat. Sort of sweet and mellow rich, and so good for you. Mom knows that. So when you think of something toasty on a cold morning, think of Crumbles, Kellogg's Crumbles. And be sure to be with us tomorrow for the thrilling adventures of Superman. This is the Mutual Broadcasting System.